We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
So I was just reading the story about a new trend that's sort of happening, and I was all excited to tell you about it. I don't know why I was excited. And you're like, oh yeah, I know people who've done that for years. It's what?
For like decades, yeah.
For real?
I know. I was shocked when you brought it up. I went, oh my God, I know people that have been doing this.
It's called, this sounds more sinister than it is. It's called sleep divorce.
Yeah, it actually makes sense.
You basically just, you stay married.
Yeah.
But then you sleep in separate beds.
You do. Separate rooms, separate, yeah.
What?
Right, married people agreeing to...
Can't you just get a bigger bed?
You would think.
Like, I have a really big bed.
You're the
like,
California king?
I do. I don't know if it's... What's it? You know, do you honestly know the difference?
Like 6 inches, I think.
I thought it was 6 inches one way, but then like the 6 inches way, the other way. So it's just not, it's like as long square, as
yeah,
like...
It's like a...
Do you know what's weird? I have a huge bed, and I find myself every morning with my feet hanging off the end. I feel like I have to... There's some part of me, I don't know if it's from being on a tour bus for a lot of my life, I feel like I have to have my feet dangling when I sleep. My body just, by the time I wake up, my feet are dangling off the bed.
That is
that weird?
That means you have to go all the way to the edge while she has...
She's up top. And like, again, our bed is always crowded though because kids are just...
Oh, yeah. Always jumping.
My daughter, I don't know that she's ever going to outgrow wanting to sleep in our bed.
Wow. Okay.
But this sleep divorce thing is they're saying... Now, it's only at 12% right now, but that's a significant number. 12% of couples do not sleep together, but 31% of married couples wish they didn't.
They didn't sleep together.
Why would you? Oh, well, okay. I do understand. This is going to sound terrible, because I don't mean it directly at you, but it's like, I understand why people wouldn't want to sleep with you.
Yeah.
Because you've confided in me, and I'm just,
yep.
You have the thing that would drive me nuts.
I got a lot.
You do the thing where you don't breathe for a while,
yes.
Right? I don't remember what that's called.
It's kind of sleep apnea, but it's a more severe offshoot
of that. If I were lying with you and cared about you and you stopped breathing I would never get a moment's rest. I'd be like, is this the night that he's going to die next to me?
Dude, that's crazy you say that, because I had a girlfriend that said the exact, she goes, I can't sleep with you because all I want to do is make sure you don't die.
Right.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I would sleep divorce the crap out of you.
Plus then I think I might snore. And then
typically I think the apnea is accompanied with that, because
yeah.
You're like, if you on your back has got to be just a crap show.
The worst, yeah.
Because it's just between acid reflux and like,
yes, all of that.
And then so the worst part is like you snore, so you make a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go apnea, you go quiet. So then whoever's next to you is like, oh my God, what happened?
I can't deal
with
this.
It's that moment of quiet,
yeah,
in the middle of everything.
But that means I'm about to die.
Right.
Boy, I'm a pain in the butt.
Really? This sleep divorce is designed
yes,
for you.
Yeah, I guess so.
So Americans wish they could file for sleep divorce. So I'm trying to say this to Steve, and he's like, no. So you've known people.
Yeah.
You've mentioned to me before that you have a friend who does it, but you, like her... sibling has done it even longer.
Yeah. So I was at her birthday party, and of course her brothers and sisters and in-laws are all over there,
okay,
her husband. And she happened to bring up the fact that her and her husband have not, they sleep in separate rooms, and they've been doing it for a while. And then her brother piped up and said, yeah, me and my wife have been doing that too. So the
for
brothers and
long?
Sister, 15 years, maybe.
How are you married?
Right.
When do you?
Right. It's short. It started shortly after they got married. His hours were crazy. So by the time he got home, he didn't want to wake the brand new babies and the mom and stuff like that. So he would.
So
adjourn.
It started out of convenience and respect.
Yes. And then his hours changed and it jibed with hers. But they realized they just, when they started sleeping together again, they couldn't do it. Neither of them were comfortable.
So you can never just like roll over and morning breath kiss and get something moving. That just doesn't happen.
No, at all.
When do you relate? Dude, it's like when somebody comes into the other's room, it's like, do you need to? Oh, I see. You're here for the.
Kind of. And then a friend of the show, she always told me that she goes down to her husband's bed. That way she doesn't have to.
Oh, so he's.
With,
yes. Cleanup is on
all
him.
That, yes.
Smart.
If he does it
well
at all.
Well played. Right, okay. No, he doesn't care.
Okay.
He cleans up before the next time she's going to.
Okay.
You plan on coming down tonight? Because I should probably wash the sheets from the last time.
Oh.
That, so. Could you? I mean, I think you could do it. One, because of all your things,
yeah, I,
and you just feel bad.
Yes, I would feel bad for her.
But I just don't think you could share your bed. When you have a female caller and they stay, you have to be. You don't get any sleep.
Because I'm not used to it, and my older bed, it was so floppy that we'd always end up rolling to the middle.
Oh, gotcha.
And so you have to physically flex every muscle to prevent yourself from rolling to
the
middle.
So then you're never sleeping.
No, it's just awful.
So.
Yeah, but I miss that headboard because she. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why?
I need a sleep divorce for you to get that visual out of my head. Well, if you're one of those couples, they're saying.
How about you and your. You guys
no,
do pretty
we
good.
Sleep together.
And you do
sort
pretty
of.
Good.
I mean, I end up somewhere else a lot because the kids
the
come
edge,
in.
Yeah.
Or I'll just bounce. I mean, once there's. The other night, both kids had jumped in there and I came in and I was like, I tried to shove my way in and I'm like. All right.
I guess I'm the odd one.
Gotta get up pretty early to get a bed in my house.
So you go sleep in your kid's bed?
I have.
You
have. My daughter has the best bed in the house. I don't want her
really?
To know that because she's like, I like your bed. I'm like, great.
I'm going to go sleep.
Yes.
It's already beginning. You're divorced. You're
no,
sleep
oh, my
divorced.
God. We're sleep separated.
You are.
I got to avoid process servers. This is my sleep divorce papers.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.